Oh.
Let me
Yeah,
turn
my
that to
hair.
show.
There we go. There we go. Hey. All right. Hey, welcome in, folks. Backseat Fantasy Recap Week 9 show.
You
Mario
know it.
here hosting again with trusty sidekick Jose and new member, not on the cover. You won't find his photo anywhere. Fonz.
I don't think I'm new anymore.
You're not on the cover, so new listeners are confused.
I'll fix that. There's I don't know if y'all know or have been keeping up with the Apple like updates, their product updates. Well, they doubled down on their AI stuff, which stands for Apple Intelligence.
Oh, wow.
And one of the newer features that isn't publicly available just yet, but it will be, is something called Image Playground, where you'll be able to type into your phone. You can use it in, iMessage or email or whatever, or you can go directly into the app and you can type out a prompt, and it'll generate an image for you. And so I've been on the wait list. I've been on the beta to get access to it. And the first thing I'm gonna do is like generate a new podcast cover photo for me and my four friends. And I there's a way to like add pictures, like use these pictures as a reference. And I only know of one other person who has this. They're on one of the betas, and they got their access approved to use it. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty realistic on the things they were showing me. So yeah, Fonz, I'll get that photo cover photo fixed ASAP.
I'll send you the photo of Fonz to use.
No,
All right.
no, no.
I'll be your photo guy.
No.
I'll send it in.
You're not in charge of my
I
headshots.
got a good one. I don't even have to look that hard.
Oh
I'll
my
find
God.
one.
No.
Well, yeah, that's awesome and scary. It's gonna put a lot of people out of work. I mean, think of the kid that we didn't pay to do this original one and how much time he spent. Now you just tell a computer, make it, it'll make it better and in no time and for no money.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and I also wonder too, like, I don't know if you have noticed in your photos, when you go to photos, like it or Apple automatically tags the faces and says, is this Mario or is this Fonz? And if
Yeah,
you
I've seen
say
it.
yes, then it'll like add a, like, there's like a collection behind the people you've identified as that person. So I wonder with the image playground, because of how it's built into Apple Intelligence, if it's already going to be feeding that. So it's like if I say, hey, give me a podcast cover photo for, me, Mario, and Fonz, it's gonna be like, oh, I already know who they are. Like, here you go. So, it's scary but cool.
It's pretty smart. It's pretty smart. Yeah, they're I think I mean it's handy too. I can see the use for it. Just a little scary when you think of how much these things know about us. But there was one where I was trying to find a photo and I was digging and I couldn't find it. And then I realized I knew where it was taken, so I went like geolocation. I'm like, oh, it was in Colorado. Let me just go on the it's only 40 Colorado photos, it'd be much easier to find. And yeah, because they'll have these metadata where they were taken, what time they're like the latitude longitude of where everything was taken. So it's handy if you need to go backwards, but I guess a little worrisome if you think anyone cares to find that information.
And then determining of what you're looking at now online is real or not, that's also the scary part.
Oh, you mean when they have like celebrities saying things they didn't say?
Actually, I mean, even just I've been watching these AI little clips or shorts of like Gordon Ramsay and him in Hell's Kitchen, and it's just like chaos. Like, it's like a nightmare. It looks like something out of a nightmare. And yeah,
Like a
just
kitchen
obviously it's
nightmare.
fake. Yeah. Kitchen nightmare. I like that.
That's the
Good
name
play
of
on words. I know it is. Yeah.
it.
That's a good play on
It's
words.
like a nightmare in like a
Like a
kitchen.
kitchen nightmare. But yeah, no, it's pretty. I gotta send it to you guys. Maybe I put it on the
Wait, so is that fake? It's AI or it's real?
it's AI. It's obviously fake, but the Gordon Ramsay that's moving around in it looks so real. Like, if they already cleaned it up a little bit, like, I don't think people would still could tell that was
Well,
a AI generated.
Kestra's been sending you those things of like fake Mike McDaniel press conferences where the voice sounds just like him and it's far enough away that you can't really read the lips. And you're like, yeah, we lost to this fucking garden gnome, Kyler Murray. And if you didn't know any better, like, I mean, with how gullible a lot of people can be, Like I saw a thing, you know, we're on the day after election, or the day of election result day. And so there was a thing where I was trying to find, just, you know, I kept asking, like, hey, what's the score in America? Because I couldn't find any like updates. And so I had somebody looking, and I tried to find it on Twitter. And there was something trending where it says, man says he voted for Kamala because his girlfriend threatened to break up with him if not. There was like a CNN headline thing. And so I watched the interview, and the guy's like, yeah, my girl threatened to tell me if I didn't vote for Kamala. And the lady goes, really? He's like, yeah, I mean, she was joking, but whatever. And so, like, pretty quickly, he was like, funny. And then every tweet underneath it, like, shared it, says, man's girlfriend threatens to dump him. He doesn't vote for Kamala. They just took it and ran with it. It's like, yeah, everyone just reads headlines. And the guy literally said she was joking, but for anyone who just reads it, they take that and they run with it. So, like, we're a lost cause, whatever.
For sure. God.
We're not ready for AI.
More confusing.
Well, you know what AI can't do just yet is predict your the optimal fantasy lineup, and can't predict the gut feelings that some of us make week in and week out.
That's what we're for.
Exactly.
That's what we do. This sounds like I listen to like PTI every day, and Kornheiser and Wilbon are on there, and analytics has taken over sports, and they're big on baseball, right? So like I don't know if you guys ever were big on it, but like starting pitchers used to go seven innings, and managers kind of play their guts on this stuff. And now the analytics say, well, this pitcher after four innings, his ERA goes down, or he starts to give him more hits. So a guy could be pitching like a perfect game, and they'll come and pull him in the fourth to put in a reliever because the analytics say so. So backup pitcher comes in, gives up a home run, and they go nuts. They go, fucking analytics, whatever happened to managing the watch the game? They get so pissed. And I kind of on their side with it. So, I'm all for numbers, and Jose, I know you are too. But there's those intangibles. Those are like, it's like Moneyball, right? Like, what, just use your eyes for a portion of it. It can't be 100% of the solution. Like, that is always going to be part of the dish, the recipe.
Yep.
Can't replicate that, Fonz.
You know,
Moneyball.
Speaking on our analysis, how did we do on our parlay this week?
Oh yeah, parlay results. Oh, right.
All right. We only hit one leg.
I got Puka, Kyren, Bijan, Swift, AJ, and Mixon.
Mixon was the only one.
That is wild. Out of those names, only Mixon hit.
Only Mixon.
Tell me again. Okay, AJ got hurt. Puka's a fucking idiot. What else?
Kyren Williams, is he an idiot?
Ended his streak.
Yeah, oh my god, we got the 1 week that we predicted him to hit a touchdown. God, Bijan, DeAndre Swift, AJ Brown, yeah.
Bears were bad, AJ got hurt, yeah.
I think Bijan got hurt too, right?
Who did Atlanta play? That.
They played, who did Atlanta play?
Was it not the Cowboys?
Oh yeah.
It was the Cowboys, yeah.
That was a solid bet.
Yeah.
I mean... whatever. Well. Bad leg.
Yeah, that was the worst one. That was the worst. You know, we've yet to hit one, but that was by far the worst parlay.
You came in so confident too. You're like, we're gonna get it. I won $1,000 last week. We're gonna get it, boys.
That's one thing that makes me mad about, because there's accounts, social media accounts for everything these days, and I've stumbled across a few that's like, hey, I'm the parlay king, I'm gonna get you guys some money, let's get this money. And so they'll have, these are my for sure locks, four or five, and then you'll tail them maybe once or twice, and then they're like, we haven't missed a parlay in 8 days or whatever. We've been hit every one for the last 8 days. And then you finally join on the one that they're like, yep, just wasn't in the cards. But we're back tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my, I'm like, fuck you. I'm not never going to trust your advice ever again. And then you don't tail, and then they hit. So it's just a weird, weird game.
You just described my entire life in the gambling world. I remember staring at a roulette table where it's like nine straight blacks, like black, 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 black. And I would think about it and not do it. And I was like, yeah, if I could finally, but like, all right, let me do black, green. It's not
even red. Even worse. Everybody lost.
Yeah. Places like that would hate to see me walk into their sports book.
I feel like craps, you turned it around.
A little bit. For the little bit I rode until I drank, and then it all went away. That was dumb. We should just stayed and watched football. I fucking knew it. Just stayed up and watched football.
Castro's fault.
It's all Castro's fault. Speaking of Castro, every I night. Have a really cool stat that I came up with today. So, as I said, we're on the postmortem, the day after election result day, and I started thinking about, you know, the last tenure and how that like Trump's last presidency was 2016. And I was like, God, that was before our league started, because we are in year 10 now in 2024. So we our inaugural season was 2015, which means that Trump has won an election, served all 4 years, taken 4 years off, and then won a second election all before Castro won a single playoff game.
God, I wish he was here for this.
Isn't that wild?
No, I'm glad he's not, because I want him to hear this knowing that he's going to hop in a little bit later.
I guarantee he won't listen. It'll be on his cousin to text him and let him know.
Everybody's going to be joking about it. He'll never know why.
But man, I just thought it was an interesting factoid.
These are the things you got to share. Yeah, this is the perfect form for that. No, and we were talking a lot about Isaac on the last episode, and it didn't dawn on me after Fonz, you posted it, maybe a couple hours, Isaac posted to the chat and said, why, it was like a GIF, and it was like, why are you so obsessed with me? And I was so lost for like days, and I was like, what is that in reference to, like the message before, the transaction before, like what was it? And it didn't hit me until yesterday when I was re-listening to the episodes, and I was like, oh, because we were talking about Isaac and how, just, you know, he's the topic of conversation every episode.
Yes, every time we think of Isaac. Every
I think time, it was a PlayStation talk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He never even answered the question why the Tard waited like 3 years just to buy the same console that was available.
Because his cousin is right. He's a fool. Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess we should jump into recapping this past, well, a pretty uneventful week. I think at one point I looked at the scores and every game, the spread on every game was like 20 plus points. So not a ton of drama. I think most of what we have to cover will maybe be NFL news and injury news, some major trades, major Jonathan Mingo news to drop at some point.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Do you still have him on your Dax?
Yeah,
sheet?
On my text.
Promote him.
Can you imagine
the Dax
Mingo
battle,
and Cedric Timmon fucking
savior season?
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. If you were your brother, you would have already promoted thinking that was actually going to happen.
Dude, my players are going down left and right, man.
It's rough. It's rough out there for Fonz.
Sorry, Fonz.
I guess we'll have to look at the standings. Like, what do we have? We're going into week 10.
Yep.
10, 11, 12. Five games left, right? We ended 14. Yeah. Five games left. I mean, it's not nothing. That's a big chunk. That's like a third of the season. So we got a good amount to go. But, man, this is the home stretch, I would think, as people are deciding which direction they're 2024 outlook is going to take.
So sad.
It goes quick.
Was that just smarter. Me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah. Great.
Boop, 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 there he is.
Boop. Well,
there we go.
That's no fun. Just crashed out. You guys can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. And I wanted to start talking, but I was like, wait, thinking in terms of like the audio files, like we're going to be talking over each other. So I was like, let me pause.
Well, last time this happened, I had to manually download it from the cloud. Mario's stuff. Oh, there it is. Yep. Felt it was coming. We just lost Mario, guys, completely.
So wait, so you had to manually download from the cloud, as yeah, in
because it wouldn't upload his recording onto the app. So
I wonder if we should continue as regular scheduled programming. And oh, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's fine. I think I figured it out. I mean, I should be able to figure it out again this time. It just took me a while last time.
You wizard.
That was lame because I saw my picture disappear, but I was still in here. Like, you guys were still talking. I could still listen.
Oh.
And I was just like, I was like, it was like Interstellar. I was just banging on the other side.
No! There's so many memes I had. I don't know if you guys saw it that I posted up on there, the Interstellar memes. There's so many of them.
All right. Well, I guess we best hop to it before something happens again. Three of us means we can each tackle two of them. Anyone who would like to start?
Yeah, let's do so. Let's do it. I'm going to take Miller and Scott's recap. Yeah, I'm in the right week. Scott got the win here against Miller, 101-72. And I'll start on the lower scoring side. Miller had Matt Stafford for under 18 points. And Darnell Mooney kind of showing up and showing out here. 5 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown. And Tank Dell, no touchdowns, but got a good amount of volume, 6 catches for 126 yards. And then this is something we had called because there wasn't really any other option, viable option to throw into Miller's lineup. I know he was missing one flex, but Taysom Hill. Taysom Thrill. 5 carries, 19 yards, 4 catches, 41 yards, and a touchdown for 12 fantasy points. Outside of that, no one really else of note to go through. We know this the entire season. It's been a struggle fest for Miller. He's playing for the future, and there's really not anyone else to cover.
Yeah,
because I want you to talk about Dicker, the kicker, who scored 1 point. I just had to cut him 2 weeks ago, which would have caused you a loss, funny enough. But I stand on the ground that he sucks. He's not any good.
Yeah.
Also, Darnell Mooney is wide receiver 9 on the season. I just caught that.
Yeah, I have him guillotine, and he's been solid all year, man. He's been steady.
It's partially because he hasn't had a bye, and he's been healthy. Like, that's a lot of it. If we were to look at, like, his average, he might drop a little bit, but he wouldn't drop. Like, being top 12 in total points on the season, that's it's a little crazy, especially on a team with Kyle Pitts and Drake London.
That's what I was going to say is, like, Drake London, I think, got injured in that game, if I'm not mistaken. And in my mind, it was like, oh, well, before I saw rankings, I was like, oh, Darnell Mooney, like, he's going to jump into the top 12 receiving option. And I look at his actual stats and like, oh no, he's wide receiver 9. Like, he's been doing stuff before this. So, I don't know if Drake London plays. We'll get into that in the preview, but if he doesn't, I mean, it's just more the case that, like, hey, he's a starting option every week.
I'm about to trade Miller for him.
I was going to say, like, Miller, he's already 27, right? Like, I don't think he's going to be around for Miller's rebuild resurgence time. So, shit, Fonz, if you even have fucking space.
Dude, yeah, I'm out of space.
Yeah, don't think Mooney will be around for the rebuild, but Miller might keep him around for the toilet bowl.
Oh, true. We still have to come up with a stupid penalty for that.
We do. I think we'll get going on it once we know who the participants of the toilet bowl are.
Be an off-season thing, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Outside of that, that's it for Miller's side. Jumping over to the winning side. Jordan Love, we had talked about on the preview how if Jordan Love's healthy, you give Jordan Love the start. He has the higher ceiling. But it looks like Justin Herbert was the better start here. Jordan Love finished the day with 10 points. He didn't get injured or anything. I just think it was a not so great game for the Packers all around against the Lions. So,
The Lions making that's a big time statement win after beating undefeated Minnesota, and then they beat somebody on a short week after that. Can't remember who. I'll have to look at their schedule. But after beating Minnesota, then going to Lambeau in quote unquote weather, just rain or muck or whatever for an indoor team,
they basically
gave them the slap down. And said, yeah, we're for fucking real. You're not Big Brother anymore. And last year wasn't no fluke. So good on the Lions. I like that team.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Moving on through, Bijan Robinson. Like, I still stand, like, he's continuing to have a really great season. Just, unfortunately, no touchdowns here. Still, the volume's there. 19 carries, 86 yards, 7 catches for 59. No touchdowns. He did get vultured by Algier, taking one in. So I think that would have, Bijan was on our parlay. I think that would have hit, but we just got unlucky there, as did Scott. But it didn't matter. Scott didn't need that technically to get the win because he won by so much. Anyone else of note? Just, 2 catches for Am I reading that right? Two catches, negative 4 yards, and a touchdown for Jalen Waddle. Finished the day with 5 fantasy points. Ladd McConkey, not as great as the past couple weeks, but still, still out there catching 5 catches, 64 yards. And then Trey McBride finally getting a touchdown. I say finally, like he hasn't before. He hasn't, right?
Oh, wild. Yeah. Ooh. First one.
That's weird.
I don't even show it on his stats.
That's what I'm looking at. I was like, wait, did I say that wrong? Yeah, no. He got the touchdown.
He rushed for a 2-yard touchdown. So he still doesn't have a receiving touchdown on the season. Damn. Tight end six.
And then we have Cortland Sutton. 7 catches, 122 yards, and a touchdown.
That passing. He threw it to Bo Nix. He threw the touchdown to Bo Nix.
Oh.
That's their only touchdown of the day.
Whoa. That's right. I remember seeing that replay. Yeah. I think it was someone saying like Bo Nix QB1 wide receiver 1 or something, like just the way he caught it, and I was like, oh shit, that looked pretty awesome, nice catch. Yeah, Roma Dunze getting some volume here, 5 catches, 104 yards. Ooh. And then Tyler Bass, Bills kicker, 15 fantasy points, and I believe he had the walk off game winning field goal on that. So just a solid day for Scott all around going up against Miller. I already mentioned Justin Herbert on the bench. What's that, Fonz?
No, I was saying Caleb Williams sucks ass. He was getting 104 yards to
Watch your Dunze. Fucking mouth.
That's his quarterback.
Fucking DJ Moore.
Damn it. Just talk to Keenan Allen.
DJ Moore walks off the field when he doesn't get what he wants.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see that, Fonz?
Yeah.
I thought it was like the ball was already in the air and he wasn't involved, but there was like 5 more seconds left of him scrambling around. He was just not on the field. Yeah.
He said he got injured.
I mean, it kind of looked like he limped off, but I mean, yeah, that's
maybe a little bit of both.
Poor attitude. And I get it, like he's a rookie, but I get his frustration.
Yeah, Bears in a little bit of disarray. There's talk of the coach losing the locker room and blah, blah, blah. They have an easy matchup this week against Patriots, but if they lose, it might be trouble in the Windy City there.
Go ahead, dude. Sorry.
No, that's pretty much it for Scott's side, but we'll get into this later. Yeah, that's pretty much it for Scott's side. Scott got the win again. He improves to 5-4. Miller drops to 1-8.
Up.
All right, I got the next one. Ooh, I see Mario versus Warwick. Looks like Mario came out with the win on this one. 96
revenge
points
game
to Warwick, 79 points. Let's see what we got here. Damn, Derek. I'm sorry, King Henry
does it again.
Let me pay my respects.
When Henry scored, I was like, wait, somebody picked that person, right? And Jose goes, for the parlay, Jose goes, no, they picked AJ Brown. I was like, who the fuck did that? It's always Henry. It's always King Henry.
We just didn't want to jinx it, who did pick him? Hold on, let me uncrumple this paper.
It was me.
the build up for that. Yeah.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
All right. Continuing on.
Chris Godwin 2.0.
And watch, I'm going to choose King Henry again this week. And he's
only 9-9, dog.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Justin Jefferson, only other highlight on your team here that I see. 137 yards. Jesus.
Good. Yeah, no touchdowns, but just nice. He threw a pass for 22 yards, I guess.
Jaden Reed too, 113 yards, 5 receptions out of 6 targets.
Nice. Yeah, good yardage. This was actually very similar to last week where I had very little touchdown equity. I think last week I finished with 97, this one was 96, same thing. I just, I didn't play a team that exploded, so just a little lucky.
On your bench you got Geno Smith and Rico Dotto. Out of nowhere, Rico Dotto just...
Yeah,
putting up 60 points. Yeah. So, excuse me.
Can I just say, Tucker Kraft's birthday did not score a touchdown.
you did bring that up, although he was the better play slightly over Mike Andrews.
But I was listening to our last episode, and I didn't catch it in the moment, but when I was bringing up Mark Andrews and, you know, you were like, no, I'm not overthinking. I'm going to play Mark Andrews. And I was like, oh yeah, like I would do the same. You're right. He has the touchdown in each of the last three games. And you're like, what? Wait, fuck. And it's like, you already knew that streak might end now that was out there. So I feel terrible for bringing it up. I feel it. Luckily, I blame.
Luckily, it didn't matter. I started Caleb on pure principle in this one, just because last time I sat Caleb, he would have gotten me the win over work, and it was the first game I lost. Minus 13, but it doesn't matter. Caleb just gets the job done every time I start him, except for one time.
So 90% of the time.
Yeah. Just about.
No other highlights I have on your side, Mario. Going to Warwick's side. Mahomes finally having a big game, I see here. 24 points.
Yeah, can I just say, of course, after I talked shit about him for years not doing over 20 points, he waits until week 9 when I play him to fucking do that.
Yeah, luckily, again, didn't matter. But yeah, what a week to show up. and then Arizona's defense is a highlight here that I see here. They 11 points. I mean, against Chicago, that's not too surprising. Don't really see any other highlights here. I do see Emmanuel Wilson getting a touchdown, getting some more touches in there. And Tyler Edgier snaking that touchdown, like you said earlier, Deez. Those were just players that he had on his bench. But yeah, Alexander Mattison, you talked about last week. Mario, don't like him.
Yeah, he finally had a Madison-like game. He didn't get a lucky fucking touchdown this time. Yeah, the return of TJ Hockenson as well. 3 for 27 in his debut.
That's right. Yep. And did not perform well.
Not great. Another nice game for Tracy, though. Like, not a ton of points, but the usage. 72% of the snaps, 16 carries. He pretty much has stolen that job from Singletary, and he gets to play the Panthers next week. So good signs out of that guy.
Isn't it crazy how quickly something like that will happen? Like we'll never probably talk about Devin Singletary ever again in the fantasy community. And it's just crazy how like that name was pretty relevant up until
starter for the season.
Yeah. It's just crazy how that transition happens.
I kind of want to make a week one through like every single week, just a bulletin of just like, no doubt starting things like little random facts, Devin Singletary, number one starter, Rashi Rice, top three wide receiver, and just like go and look at those like back at week two, be like, man, how quickly things fucking change. Saints get most explosive surprise team of the season, fucking 2-7.
Derek Carr's ass. That's why.
It changes so fast. So maybe next year I'll just have little papers stapled up here and just pull up random, you know, week three factoid. Here's what we thought. We always forget. Like, God, we just roll with the punches as if we – and just totally ignore everything that was behind us for the most part.
And you think about the Giants, too. If they got Tyrone Tracy just coming up, Malik Nabers is a rookie as well. Like, they need to get rid of Daniel Jones. They need to capitalize on this opportunity.
I think they will.
They just extended him and, you know – I watched that Hard Knocks thing, and it was kind of fun to watch them build the pieces. They actually have a solid, like, they're number one in getting to the QB, so they got a nice defensive line. I just don't think they have a great O-line, and they definitely have no offense after Nabers and Tracy, and then they're riding, like, a less-than-mediocre Daniel Jones. But actually, they do have a really nice schedule coming up, so I'd be curious to see. Like, I think this is about to be Daniel Jones's, like, eight-week prove-it stretch. Like, this is an easy schedule. Malik Nabers in the second half of his career. He's not like a green rookie anymore. Tracy started to come on. Like, let's see what you can do. So we'll see.
Yeah. You should be pretty excited about that work. Hopefully that'll come to you.
I do think Mahomes will be slightly better after seeing what he did with Hopkins. Like, now that he actually has another receiver that can actually catch touchdowns. And they don't have to just ground and pound and hand it off to Kareem Hunt every time and kind of hope for the best. Like, he threw for three touchdowns for probably the first time all season, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he only had two at the most for most of these games. So getting an elite pass catcher back, I think, will help him in that regard. Because it's crazy. They play every team close. Doesn't matter who they play. It's always within one score, and then they win at the very end. So stupid.
Yeah. Well, Mario, you come out the victor in this. Improved to 7-2, and Warwick drops down to 3-6. Sorry, Warwick.
Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Warwick.
Bitch. Not.
That's exactly what we're waiting
not.
For.
Nah. It's all right, Warwick.
Fuck, he's got.
He's got both those Giants, huh? Tracy and neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, giant investment. Giant investment. Look at that. All right.
See what you did.
Giant killer.
Hey.
The giant investment for the giant killer. That was him.
Do something with that, Warwick. I don't know what. Do something.
The little giants. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Next on my list is actually you, Fonz.
No.
It's, every time I hear that, I don't want to bring it up without having the clip. But 50 Cent talking shit to Floyd Mayweather. He's like, I got an ice bucket challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one page of a Harry Potter book. all right. Fonz, you took a little whipping from Castro here, 116-75. But it was not entirely your fault. We'll get to that in a moment. Starting on Castro's 116 side, Joey Burrow, 5 passing touchdowns, ridiculous. 0 to Ja'Marr Chase.
0, yeah, what the hell?
0 to Ja'Marr Chase. I think Chase Brown maybe had some, and Yoshi Boss and Gesicki certainly got in there, but none to Ja'Marr, so that stack did not hit the way he wanted. He had 7 for 43, did Ja'Marr Chase. Alvin Kamara continues to explode, 29 carries, 155 yards, 6 more catches for 60 yards, 21 points with no score, and a loss. There's some kind of crazy stat that the Saints, they won the turnover battle, they gained over 100 yards and rushed for over 100 yards more than the Panthers and rushed for over 150 yards. And teams who had done that were like 270-0, and now they're 270-1 because the Saints somehow managed to lose that game to the Panthers. Jahmyr Gibbs finds the end zone yet again. It's a 13. DeAndre Hopkins, the big one. I think we were telling him to start him over Josh Palmer, if I'm not mistaken. And Josh Palmer, funny enough, did actually score.
Yeah.
But not as much as Hopkins. 8 for 86 and 2 touchdowns. Got him a solid 20. Jonathan Taylor, modest game, and then kicker, defense. He finally got the QB start right.
Yep.
Burrow's 29 did outperform. Baker's 18, and then pretty much everyone else was on bye. Jose, I think you were trying to nudge him in the direction of starting the Jets defense against the Texans on Thursday Night Football. And I think he shut it down pretty quick and opted to start Buffalo against Miami. Final stat there, New York Jets 13 fantasy points, Buffalo 3. So, right call on that one.
Yeah, he just doesn't like advice from friends, I'm realizing, so it's okay. I told him at the end, I was like, not my team. All right.
I mean, he didn't need it either.
He didn't. Sorry, Fonz.
It's all right.
Don't forget the points race. We got a lot of teams close in standings. Every point counts. All right, Fonz. God damn it, Fonz. What happened? God. Let's see what happened here. I mean, do we just start with the, you know, you're the, what we call you? You're the spillover from your brother's infirmary.
yeah. There's a lot of names you call me.
You call me a lot of things, and they'll all be true. I mean, let's start with Chris Olave getting fucking smushed. Derek Carr throws one over. There was actually a highlight reel of Derek Carr leading multiple receivers into devastating hits, so I don't know if it's bad luck or it's a Derek Carr thing or what. To listen to quarterbacks talk about it, that is part of the game. Like you are supposed to sense whether or not you're putting your receivers in jeopardy. They're sort of trusting you to an extent. And, man, Olave, I'm not sure what the route was. Seemed like he was kind of lined up on the outside, tried to run like a semi-post, like cut in. I don't even think he caught the ball. Like the ball was there, and two guys just like collided on him at the same time. Did he do the stiff hands? I only saw it one time. It looked
He looked just gone. I don't know if I saw his defense. He just looked dead.
I saw hands at the side. But I don't know if they were that.
Right. The stiffness from just
right. Scary either way for a guy who had just come back from a concussion. So, you know, we all have heard and seen how serious head injuries can be. So just you hate thinking that someone is getting multiple blows, like heavy blows to it. So obviously, his afternoon was done. You finally start him after sitting him last week when he has his good game, comes back in. one catch for 13 yards. Looks like he caught it. Because he one catch, one target, 13 yeah. yards.
You know, and I think, I don't know if it was Olave. I think it was Olave last time where he got concussed and they counted it as a fumble. Yeah. And I got pissed. I was like, dude, they should not count that against him.
I remember that. I think it was, actually.
It was a lobby, yeah.
I think it was. It was.
I agree.
You had, and then I saw some things where it's like, this is why, it was the opposite, actually. Like, this is why interceptions should be a receiver stat. And it was, I think Baker dropped like a perfect ball into somebody, and the guy had it in his hands, and the defender just simply took it away from him, and then Baker gets credit for the interception.
I think that happened to Bryce Young too.
It was Bryce. I think it was Bryce.
With Leggett. I think it was Leggett. But yeah, like, yeah, there are little things like that in fantasy football that I'm like, I wish it didn't count that way and it should be this instead. One of them.
Not a perfect system, but yeah, just kind of frustrating when things like that happen. All right, Fonz, you opted for Bo Nix over Dak Prescott, given that Dak played like ass and left the game early. I assume that was the right call as I try and find what he actually scored here. I got to look at everyone in your damn IR. 12.3. So Bo Nix did have a rough opponent in Baltimore, but as I said earlier, he did catch a touchdown, so still finished with 16 fantasy points, even in a 41-10 blowout. Looks like he... 6 carries for 36 yards. So you're getting a little bit of help from the rushing floor with him. Dave Montgomery didn't score, but still got you 9. Kyron Williams didn't score, as we said. Broke his streak. CeeDee Lamb had about 62 total yards worth between rushing and receiving. But then got some kind of shoulder strain or something in the middle of the game. Looked like he was done. Comes in just to catch a 2-point conversion. And I don't know if y'all saw that play. It looked like he had gotten, like somebody tried to contest the catch as soon as he got it, and he got sort of like bumped into, and then he just sort of stood there. Like, so it looked like somebody, he had stubbed his toe, and he was just waiting for the pain to kick in. So like somebody had brushed up against him, he just kind of slowly bends over. And I was wanting to show the replay because Fonz, I was telling you about it, but it wasn't on Red Zone. It was on the actual Fox feed. And no one pointed out. I haven't seen anyone do it, but the way he reacted was like he looked like he got bumped in the wrong spot, and then I think his day was done pretty much after that. And what is his stat? I don't think he practiced today. Is that right?
He's day-to-day right now.
Well, shoulder sprain of some kind. Dak cuts his thumb and pulls his hamstring. Not that he was on your starting lineup, but between CD, Olave, and Dak all going down, just another bite from the injury fairy that continues to haunt your entire bloodline right now.
Yeah.
And that pretty much spelled it. Kincaid, Modest, Cup, 100 yards, no touchdown. Yeah, I think you did not have a single player
with a touchdown. Holy shit.
He had Bo Nix catch one. He was the only one.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Wow.
Bad week.
Yeah. God. There it is. No touchdown equity. There. So, yeah, just a rough day at the office. You've had, Dave Montgomery, Kyron Williams, CeeDee Lamb, Chris Olave, Dalton Kincaid, Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore. These are all solid names. It just has not clicked at any point in the season at the same time. On top of your injuries, let me look at your IR. You got Dak, Brandon Ayuk, who you traded for, Jordan Mason, who you traded for, who's not been able to fucking play for you, basically. Yep. It's a rough go. You need to slap your brother next time he tries to open his mouth about injured players.
I would just kick him out of the house.
just shut your mouth.
Outside of that, it looks like Trey Benson had a little flash. 8 for 37, scored a touchdown. Really not viable until something happens to James Conner, which always used to happen. Mm-hmm. Suddenly he's Mr. Health these days. Ever since he got to Joe's team.
I feel like you just juiced it.
If anyone can do it. But that's about it on this side. Any final words for the souls you've lost or Castro himself?
Nah, God, I'm just upset this week. I really hope I can at least make it to the playoffs. But even that's looking pretty grim just because I don't know if I'm going to be healthy enough. So we'll see. We'll just take it week to week. week by week.
We are in the trade deadline period.
Yeah. I can't.
We'll look at the standings. We'll look at the standings. As I look at the top 16, the top six are all 6-3 or better. It's fucking crazy.
The top six and three are what?
The top six teams are all 6-3.
Oh.
In our league.
Oh.
That's like they're all one game out of first place, which is annoying as the person in first place. They got four teams on my ass.
Get off my ass. Like.
Fucking I slip up twice and they can't fucking enjoy anything. All right. That's three down, three to go.
Three down, three to go. I'll jump in. I'm taking William and Joe. Joe gets the win here for week 9 in this matchup, 109 to Will's 78. And I'm starting on William's side. Fonz, much like you, not many touchdowns scored on your brother's side either, except for one. And it's the volume, except for the flexes, the volume was there. Like there was opportunity for Will to be better than what he did this week. It's just no, very few touchdowns were scored. Drake May getting the start here. There were two picks, finished the day with 15 fantasy points. And I don't think this is it. It's very exciting to watch Drake May play football. And towards the end of that game, it just like I have excitement for William and his team for the future, just not this season. But Drake May finishes with 15 fantasy points.
Don't tell him.
Drake May finishes with 15. Ken Walker gets 10. 25 carries, 83 yards. 3 catches, 24. Like, volumes there. DeAndre Swift, 16 carries, 51 yards. 6 catches for 31 yards. Finishes with 8. Josh Downs, 6 catches for 60 yards. 6 points. Jacoby Myers, targeted 11 times. Brought in 8 of those. 105 yards. Kate Otten, the only one with the touchdown, 8 catches for 77, finished with 13. And then the two flexes, that's kind of where it gets ugly. It's Elijah Moore, targeted 9 times. I don't know how many of those were actually catchable. I didn't watch that game, but pulled in 3 of those for 28 yards. And then he started, why I can't remember, Dalvin Cook, 2 carries for 8 yards.
He jumped in the party at like 11:30. And I think I had said, I said, grab my boy Dalvin Cook. And then I wasn't even talking to William, but he's like, he's available. and he went and fucking did it. And, of course, you know, people on his bench outperform him. And the whole game, we were all waiting. We're all waiting for Dalvin. And Zeke is out, and they bumped him up. It seemed like maybe he'd get at least like 6-7 touches. Nope, 2 carries.
I think Dalvin Cook and Zeke, they don't belong on fantasy rosters or NFL rosters. and we had talked about it on the preview, on the week 9 preview, like, hey, take Bateman out of there. It was a risky play, but there might be like one more solid week of Bateman use, like good use for a starting lineup. It's not that wasn't true. 3 catches, 25 yards. It wasn't any better than the options he currently had, but just worth a mention. May not be the case. He may have multiple weeks with Bateman. We'll get to this part in mind, but Deontay Johnson was not targeted at all. He was only in on like 30% of the snaps. So, still going to be a couple weeks for him to get ramped up if he actually gets back to that level that he was with Carolina. But, just all that to say, you may have a couple more weeks with Bateman. So, no one really else except for, I'll mention, Jatavion Sanders.
Jatavion.
4 catches, 87 yards. It's pretty solid for a rookie tight end. And I know he already has Kate Otten, who's probably his starter moving forward. But I think he has another option at tight end kind of building up in the on the bench there. So just a mention on Will's side.
I think he's trying to trade him to Justin.
Still?
Justin was interested on draft night. He was. I remember Justin had told me like that's going to be my late round steal, and then William took him, and Justin texted me. He goes, "God damn it!" As soon as William drafted him. He's starting to flash a little bit. Justin maybe should have bought low. I do know that Dalvin Cook was the replacement for Bateman, so he only lost a half on that.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have mattered. I don't feel. As bad not catching that, but what can you do?
I mean, Cook, we said start Bateman until 11:30, and he made the swap.
Yeah.
But, whatever. Williams, I think he officially lost the grip that he had on that number 6 playoff spot, but we'll see.
We will see. Flipping on over to Joe's side. Joe started Jared Goff, who, again, Lions got the win, but just these unsexy numbers from Jared Goff. 18 completions, 145 yards, one touchdown, three carries for negative yards. Like, he finished with 9.6. I don't think he had... Oh, he had Jameis as the other option. He also has Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy was on bye. So I probably would have done the same, started Goff. Maybe I would have looked on the waiver wire for something else, but Joe likes to stock up on quarterbacks, and I don't think he would have taken on a fourth one to replace Goff. So it is what it is there. Chase Brown, 27 carries, 120 yards, five catches for 37 and a touchdown, finishes with 21 points. Aaron Jones, 21 carries, 64 yards, four catches, 18, finishes with eight. Devontae Adams, we all saw that game Thursday night. Jets coming alive a little bit on Thursday night. Seven catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown, finishes with 15. Terry McLaurin, two catches, 19 yards, two touchdowns. Each of those receptions he caught were touchdowns, finishes with 13. And then Travis Kelce, getting a ton of volume, 14 for 16, 100 yards. He did lose a fumble. Eight fantasy points, no touchdowns, but still, I'm sure he loves seeing that considering what weeks 1 through 7 brought him, which were hell for Travis Kelce 16, owners.
16 targets is crazy.
Yeah, those are Garrett Wilson numbers. That's unreal for that. Austin Eckler, which it's funny because we talked about it on the preview that like Austin, or I talked about it, I'll put myself out there, like he's just... He's just kind of like, he's older now. He's 30, 31 years old. And I'm like, I don't think he's, you know, on the fantasy radar. Joe didn't listen to us, which is good for him. 11 carries, 42 yards, three catches, 41 yards, and a touchdown, finishes with 14. But I don't think we saw in the preview Brian Robinson sitting. So Brian Robinson sitting that equals the volume on Eckler for this week. So I think it was a late call or a late designation too.
Like a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we did not know that when we were shitting on Eckler. If he's playing next week, I will shit on Eckler again.
Yeah. Probably the same.
Yeah, Joe. You're not safe.
Probably the not same. Jake Ferguson, seven catches, 71 yards. Youngway, don't want to even mention that. 3 points in Ravens defense, 9 points. And that's pretty much it on his bench, kickers and defenses and, you know, some deeper flexes, but none really worth calling out here. Sorry, I thought there was one more thing. There was not. As mentioned, Joe gets the win this week, improves to 6-3. William drops to 2-7.
One little comment on Chase Brown and his 32 touches, 27 carries, 5 catches. The Bengals did trade for Khalil Herbert earlier today. Probably because they don't want that to be a thing where the guy's touching the ball 32 times. So probably seen the best game of the season for Chase Brown and definitely the most usage. I don't think Herbert's going to come in and steal it right away, but, I mean, he's had flashes, and the Bears just seem to hate him for whatever reason. So I don't think it'll happen this week necessarily, but maybe a slow ramp up to closer to what it was with Zach Moss, since Moss is done for the season. And Fonz, I know you're banking on it.
So, yeah, there's a whole story with this, actually. I was playing with Isaac, and we had saw the trade go through for Khalil Herbert, and we had talked about it. He goes, looks like your boy's going to be trending up again. And I'm like, yeah, man, I need to get him back on my roster. And he goes, I'm going to put all my money on him. I was like, no. He goes, yeah. I was like, do you think it's worth paying $79 for him? I'm like...
I just realized that was the bid. You beat him by $1, 79 to 78. I put $3.
That's what I wanted to put, something small. Or like, I was going to put like maybe like 20 or something. So I probably would have won it if fucking Isaac didn't make me overpay like an asshole.
I saw fucking Isaac. And you know he's not bluffing either if he says he's going to do that.
I was kind of hoping he was, but I should have known he wasn't bluffing.
Yeah. No, I mean, how mad would you have been if you woke up and he didn't bid at all?
That's exactly what I told him. I was like, dude, if I don't see your name on that fucking list when the waivers go through, I'm going to kick your ass.
I think I glanced at that just in the morning. There was a lot of, you know, three different leagues worth of waivers. I saw that and I was like, damn, that's high. I saw you beat him by a dollar, but I didn't think to dig on why it was that specific number. And I, if I had seen his amount, I would have known you. Like, I could have put it, probably put the pieces together.
Yeah,
you guys have talked about.
I fucking shouldn't have talked to him about it. Fucking asshole.
The cost of being online.
Yep. So that's the story behind paying $79, like about 80% of my budget on one player.
Damn.
But damn. Hopefully it might be worth it. Hopefully he'll be a sneaky little. Just a sneaky little addition when playoffs come around, if I make it to playoffs.
Yeah. I should write a book on like fantasy football politics, because I feel like there's certain things I will say in front of certain people, and it's either because I'm comfortable and I know they're not going to like retaliate and do something just because I said it, but then there's also things I say in front of certain people that I'm like, no, I want you to take the bait on this. So like... I feel like there's an avenue there. Anyway, continue on.
I'll never forget, and no one's short on stories of Miller being a little snake sometimes, but we were at the draft party, and I had like a kind of a loose draft board, and somewhere around like pick 12 or 13, I had, was it Trey Burton. It was like a Bears tight end. I can't even remember his name anymore. But fucking Miller, like a kid in school, like glances over, and he's like, oh, I like that guy. Like he read his name. And I was like, well, he knows I'm looking at him now, so he won't be a dick. He fucking drafts him in front of me, in the pick in front of me. I was like, you little dick. Can't even remember who it was, but I know it happened. Trey Burton? Was that a person?
Yeah.
I think it was a tight end for the Bears or something like that. But yeah, it was one of those guys, and I had him in there, and fucking Miller just read it and fucking took him. I was like, God damn. No honor here.
Yeah, Trey Burton, 30 years old.
Oh, he's still playing?
No, he's not. He's just in the. He's a profile in the system.
Suck that, Miller.
How far did that get you?
Yeah, it cost you everything. I'll never forget. All right. Next one on my list is Noe versus Isaac. And man, Isaac continues to put up fights here. Broke 100, wasn't quite enough, as Noe had another nice outing after commenting on how he had the fewest points among the winning teams. He said back-to-back 115-plus point outings. This one goes 115.5 to Isaac's 103. Starting with Noe, Jalen Hurts again.
Yes.
Another fucking monster game. He, after coming out of the, like start coming out of the gate slow, been on a tear recently. 21, 22, 35, 29. This is closer to the Jalen Hurts from last year, the Jalen Hurts he traded for. Yep. And as an Eagles fan, I'm sure he couldn't be happier that he's getting to double dip on the Hurts success. And Hurts gets the Cowboys next week, so no signs of slowing down there.
Nope.
J.K. Dobbins. I don't know if you guys remember, but J.K. Dobbins is on this team as part of the straight-up Justin Fields for J.K. Dobbins after he tore his ACL 3 years ago. And at the time, there was a lot of commentary and criticism about an imbalanced trade. Well, at the moment, only one person's on the fucking field, and it's J.K. Dobbins, 85 yards, two touchdowns, 22.5 points, currently RB13 on the season. I doubt that'll stop the comments from coming on future trades.
Oh yeah, we'll still get them.
Let's take the victory lap there.
I was gonna make an add-on comment like after you're like, you know, two catches, 20 yards, two touchdowns. I was like, and two less ACLs, but I don't actually know if that's true or not. I think it was two injuries to the ACL.
Did you get both? I don't remember. He's looking good now though. Offense. Jimmy Connor, 18 for 107, did not score. Just to screw up our parlay some more. Marvin Harrison, I guess she's back on Kyler's shit list. Two catches for five. Actually, who does he play next week? Because every time we say that, he has a monster game. Two catches for 5 yards and loses a fumble. Pretty modest game. Kyle Pitts and Drake London didn't do much. I think Drake London got hurt, right? He scored the touchdown and then injured his hip, so he left early.
Hip pointer. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's one of those funny words. Big Zay Flowers, big game against Denver, which is tough to do. Denver was supposedly a really good defense, but the Ravens are just a freight train. And I don't think anybody outside of Kansas City has really, and the fucking Browns out of nowhere, has been able to slow him down. 5 for 127 and two touchdowns. Travis Etienne continues to disappoint, only gets him 3 points on 3 carries. And then kicker defense, both Eagles. On the bench, man.
A lot.
Jaden Daniels, 19. Trevor Lawrence, 19. Ray Davis, 15. DeMarcus Dumbass Robinson, who does nothing when Kupp and Puka are out. 5-3-3-8-0. And then they come back 15-21. This piece of shit. 30-year-old DeMarcus Robinson. Start him, Joe. See what happens.
This is Noe.
Noe.
Start him, Noe. See what happens. See what happens. Dumbass DeMarcus. What are you going to say, Fonz?
No, I thought that's because you said Jimmy Connor earlier. I was like, oh, yeah. You're going to start doing what my brother does, just make up first names from the initial. And so I thought you were going to go Dumbass.
Dumbass Robinson.
Dumbass Robinson.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I hate people that they in the perfect situation they don't do anything, and then everything goes back to normal, and they fucking explode out of nowhere. So we'll see if that continues, or if he's just getting loose. Also, Jimmy is a nickname for James Fonz.
I know. I thought you were gonna make up first names.
All right, Mickey Gesicki on tight end. five catches, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, 22 points. Man, his whole bench freaking exploded.
Yeah.
Couldn't really make a lot of bad starts on this one, and then Bears defense. So, nice game out of Noe. Sitting at 7-2 now. Noe trying to give a little slap in the face to everyone who says he's not a contender.
For sure.
And actually, this was his first game with James Conner, wasn't it?
Yep.
Gave up 2 second-round picks to Joe for I think that's why I thought this was Joe. I saw James Conner and just automatically assigned him. Very interesting for 2 contending teams to swap players and picks like that.
But. I agree. And it was funny, though, too, because like, James Conner got the volume, but DeMercado got a touchdown. We talked about Trey Benson. He got the touchdown. James Conner did not. And not that Noe necessarily needed it, but it was actually a kind of close game, but.
Yeah, Isaac putting up a fight like we talked about. Chuba Hubbard had another nice game, although with the rookie Brooks getting activated, these days might be coming to an end. 15 for 72, gets in the end zone twice, though. Captain Big Kirko Cousins, 3 touchdowns against the Cowboys, solid 17. Dearness Johnson, kind of a desperation play, did nothing. The one he's been waiting for, his last year's first-round pick, Jackson Smith, Jigba, capitalizes in the absence of DK Metcalf. I think Lockett did play, right?
Yes, he did. I think he got
so DK was out, but Lockett was in, and JSN feasted 7 for 180 and 2 touchdowns, 30 points. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm just going to say that's his highest scoring fantasy game of his young career.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, by a mile. So he's got a shallow history here. It's pretty quick to go through. I don't even think he had a 20-point game. He got a 30-point game before he got a 20-point game. So, good signs. This is the talent everybody talked about the kid coming out. And, yeah, the problem is he's just buried on the depth chart. But contingent upside if one of those guys goes down. Puka, the fucking nicest guy in the league, always all smiles, gets ejected. We're throwing a punch mid-game after catching only 1 ball on 4 targets. That's heartbreaking. I didn't know he had 3 other targets he didn't fucking catch. On 3 targets, 1 catch, 11 yards. For anyone who's wondering why I'm salty, this is all guillotine related. 1 catch for 11 yards. Little fuck couldn't catch 1 more of those other ones before he decided to punch somebody. It was a weak-ass punch, too.
Yeah, it should have got ejected. It's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes stronger forces are at play, Fonz. Yeah, no chance. All right. Sammy Laporta, another modest game, 2.8. Brian Thomas, pretty modest game himself, only 4.2. Xavier Worthy goes backwards on his 2 carries to lose a yard. Xavier Worthy was actually supposed to be a savior. He needed like 15 out of him on Monday Night Football and gets -1.
I thought it might have happened. Like I saw that he needed 15. I was like, that's doable.
Did you see almost had that touchdown on a reception and then barely stepped out? And actually, they didn't even call it a catch. I'm just now realizing he has no catches on 2 targets. So he didn't even complete the catch.
Thought he did.
So I thought he was going to get that. I was like, oh, shit, we got a game. And no, it only went backwards from there. And then kicker defense is pretty much why he was in it. Chargers giving him 17. And on the bench, I really don't think I see anyone of significance. Our boy Joey Chestnut made it for 1 week and has already been cut. Or, sorry, Julius Chestnut. Joey Chestnut, I think.
I would let Joey slide because it's him.
Oh, we're making up names. We're making up first names.
Yeah, by accident. Anyway, nice fight, Isaac. I appreciate that even though you're 1-8, you're making people sweat. This is like the perfect scenario. Yep. Making people nervous and still right in line for, you know, top lottery odds.
Yeah, he didn't care to lose that close. He was actually more upset that he saw how close it was. He would have rather been blown out.
Oh, why? Who cares?
You know the funny thing?
He was upset because he...
Oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Was he upset because he wanted the win when it was that close?
No. I mean, he just... He saw hope and he's like, oh, I got a chance to win here. And then...
What is up, Vagsicles?
You should just wait.
Blow the virgin horn?
Hey, Fonz. Sorry. The fuck? Follow protocol. We're mid episode. Follow protocol. Jeez. Protocol this, dude.
Damn.
Enough with y'all's protocols. I was going to say the funny thing about like Isaac and Hubbard, like Isaac put Hubbard on a trade block. Part of me in between us gentlemen and Isaac, because Isaac will listen to this. I would love to buy. The problem is Isaac's not going to sell for anything less than like a first rounder because of what Hubbard's done up to this point. And we know that Hubbard and is going to split time with Brooks once Brooks starts ramping up. So I don't think the production is going to be the same. So we would end up just being at a stalemate, not being able to get a deal done. But Hubbard is intriguing. As I look at the calendar 5 days before the trade deadline, it's just, I don't think I want to pay for that.
You're probably right. Yeah. I think he doesn't want to give him up for anything less than a first rounder.
He has Brooks too, right?
Yeah,
he
has.
So he's Brooks. Got that whole
sure
back.
Does.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a button on those two. I think we just have one left.
Big EV energy.
Yeah, the heavyweight.
Give it to me.
The heavyweight battle of the week.
Damn.
Fonz, you might as well wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Castro, this is our last one. And,
are we on recaps right now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll provide a little color and we'll wrap it up.
Sweet.
Fuck you,
Castro. Fuck you, Fonz.
D's exploded
on
in
face.
Castro's face.
Oh. Oh. You wish, Fonz. You wish.
I don't wish that. You
yeah,
wish
you
it.
Do.
You wish it upon yourself. Where was I? Castro.
D's exploded.
Getting exploded on. Exploded. D's exploded. That's the name of the episode. Explosion.
Nope. Name of the episode, D's exploded on Fonz.
D's at 159 points to Justin's 105. I'm going to start off on the losing side.
Who's the EV user now, Justin?
Yeah. You look like a loser, Justin.
I didn't say that. Like.
So you got Lamar Jackson. Didn't do shit for you. Doesn't matter. He lost.
Pretty nice game.
Really good game, yeah. Solid game. But you still lost. Josh Jacobs. Mm. Rashad White. Mm. I mean, yeah, really good day here. Who didn't perform here? Zach Ertz, damn. Only one target for one reception for 5 yards. That's the only person on this roster that just did not come out. Oh, and his kicker and defense didn't help at all either.
Damn, combined for three. Yeah. That's one field goal.
Yeah. Those three players, Zach Ertz, the kicker, and the Texans defense combined for 3.5 points. So, yeah, that
tough to win that way.
That was a tough one for you there. On your bench, I mean, you got Tyler Lockett with that touchdown. Leggett.
They say Leggett.
Leggett.
What do we care? That guy can't even pronounce his own name clearly.
And Jordan Addison with a touchdown.
I'm allergic.
Yeah, he could have done anything else, but none of it would have saved him because the tight end is what hurt him. and there was no other option. He needed to
generate 50 points.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah,
with this is the EV revenge game.
I mean, Ertz is the scapegoat.
Fucking Ertz. Really needed 50 more points.
Yeah, Ertz really let you down here.
Tell him, geez. Tell him what's up.
We got Josh Allen, 22 points. Saquon Barkley, 29 points. And probably the highlight of the week with his fucking backwards jump over a defender. I mean, just no look. Pure instinct. Just spin and just jump. And man, it looked, everybody was just baffled by it.
It's worth noting, going back one, for Josh Allen, he had 0.2 points at halftime, and then he finishes with 22. So it's just the characteristics of having Josh Allen in fantasy is he can have a very shitty first half, and you're like, this is over, and then by the end of the game, it's like, oh, I'm fine. And yeah, Saquon Barkley, along with another person on my team that Fonz will get to, both were named Offensive Players of the Week for obvious reasons. But yeah, that entire motion, that play was insane. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and yeah, Devon Achane is the other one that definitely want to talk about. Dude, he just every time I saw a highlight in that game, he was just with the ball every single time. I was like, dude, no one else is in that team right now.
Yeah, when Tua plays, he's been solid. That's a crazy that. Tua should win MVP just based on how shit the team is when he's not there. They just sink fucking missile.
Yeah, but I reach for him in the draft, right, Castro? So it's fine. It's fine.
He's fragile. Anyway,
sorry, Fonz.
Keep talking.
Garrett Wilson, 2 touchdowns. Brock Bowers, 1 touchdown. Ramondre Stevenson. Whoa.
Oh, hey, the trend continues.
Yep.
The trend continues.
Mario was right about that one. The close matchups, the close games are where Ramondre Stevenson just does well for you. So, got to pay attention to the matchups for him. The ones that didn't show up for you was Christian Watson, which we talked about. We were just kind of iffy and unsure about starting Christian Watson. But I don't think...
But he was the only player.
Right.
I think he had Keenan Allen in there, and you swapped him last minute to squeeze those extra 2 points out.
It was the right move.
Yeah, so... Yeah, didn't matter at the end because you whooped that ass. And did you get paid already for the week? Highest player of the week?
At the start of this episode, yes.
Damn, Fonz, what are you, cops or something? Shit.
Yeah, dude.
Did you get paid? Mario do his job? Fuck you, Fonz.
You got paid. Usually I do it in the morning.
You sound salty. Did you lose this week?
No.
I like when Jose and Noe win because I always pay people the way they paid me, and they paid Apple Pay, so there's just a balance sitting there. Everyone else will come straight out of my bank account. So when it's Apple Pay, it's like, all right, good. Not even my money. Just continues to go.
No, I like that. I like it coming from your bank account, Mario. That happened for like 4 weeks in a row. It was pretty great.
Yeah, I think I kept making the comment. I sent cash for like fucking $200.
Woo!
Not no more.
I'm coming back on it. Just getting healthy again.
Yeah. Sorry, Justin, I didn't have much more to say to you but about your team. But yeah,
I do. No, I was only going to keep the team name Big EV Energy for this week, just for when I play Justin. But I'm like, let me keep it going a little longer.
Yeah,
like good luck. I like, man, dude, you brought Justin. He showed up fully charged with this EV.
With that pain. That's right.
Took it personally.
So yeah, Justin drops down to 6-3, and these improves to 6-3.
This is actually helpful in getting Justin off my ass, so I appreciate giving him another L in that column.
Big EV energy, Justin.
And that is our last matchup recap for this week, for week 9.
That's it. Castro, you're late to the party. Anything quick on the week you care to bring up or point out?
Oh, I do, actually. This is not for Flash League, though. This is for Guillotine League. And I'm
not relevant.
I was just loving it because it was so close. It was either going to be me, Mario, or whoever had Kareem Hunt. I don't know.
Scott.
Oh, was it Scott?
No. No, Scott had the lowest. He had like 88 points.
Yeah,
he's
the one with Kareem Hunt. Yeah, he was the lowest one.
No, that was Justin.
Oh, I thought that
Justin had Kareem Hunt.
Who did Scott have that gave him points then?
Nobody on Monday night. He was locked in at 88 the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really? Damn, that sucks. But yeah, I was just loving it because Fonz just made that trade, and I was giving Fonz so much shit about it.
Yeah, so he lost the trade when it fucking saved his ass. It didn't save his ass. He had a pretty good day outside of that.
No money. The glorious thing is I wish Fonz would have just somehow landed McCaffrey, so he traded him away to get Kamara and just still ends up
There was no shit. McCaffrey went for fucking $550.
Yeah.
Fucking Fonz.
Also, Fonz, what are you doing with that ball in your head?
It's a stress ball. I'm fucking
rubbing it on your eye. I wasn't sure.
As soon as I got on you. Where's my ball?
Yes!
Fonz likes balls on his head.
I mean, if we're going to go down this avenue, I mean, I told Jose, there's like nine different things that could have broken a different way. Because the difference was like 5.6 points or whatever. And as I learned, like my first clue should have been when the nicest guy in the league, Puka Nacua, gets ejected for throwing a fucking punch mid-game. That should have been my first cue that, all right, something's... Like, all right, the universe has targeted me. I feel like it's Final Destination in a lot of ways. Like, the path is decided, and I need intervention to come. It, like, if I stay on this path, it's going to go south. Like, the universe will find a way to break. And so it starts with that, and then I sort of glance at Sunday Night Football. I'm like, all right, I got defense. Scott's pretty much done. He's got 86 points or whatever. And I was like, I'll just sit my defense if it's that close. I don't even need to play him. I don't want to risk it. And so then I look later on, I see Scott has two more points. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't realize he had Minnesota's defense. And on the final drive of that game, Joe Flacco gets sacked on back-to-back plays to give him those extra 2 points, which, you know, he won by half a point, so he needed both of those to come through. I didn't realize that was a thing until the next day, that was an issue. The game's commencing. It's a fuck. Baker has missing his top three receiving options. Jalen McMillan, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans on the road in terrible shit weather and manages to give the Chiefs their worst. The first time they failed to get at least 4 points as a defense. I needed three. First time they failed to get that. Jose was talking to me a little bit about Monday Night Football, not understanding the situation I was in, and I was just telling him I was mad about the Chiefs, who suddenly can't fight. Like, they were up in the fourth quarter. All they need to do is keep Baker from driving 80 yards to tie the game in the fourth quarter. Of course, locks in completion after completion, just darts nonstop, fucking goes Tom Brady to score and take away the 1 point edge that I had. And then I didn't text you this, Jose, but I already knew it as it was going down. I go, they're going to lose the coin toss, and then Mahomes is going to drive down for a touchdown. The defense is not going to get on the field. I needed 1 sack, needed or turnover, whatever, which is like likely in that situation when you drop back to throw. Terrible weather, didn't matter. Fucking Tom Brady on the last drive loses the coin toss, and Baker Mayfield was me. As soon as he lost, he just goes,
"Yeah." He's like, "Yeah,
yeah." I was like, "Yeah, Baker." I wish I had texted Jose. Whatever he calls, bet the opposite. I guarantee it's going to be the other thing. And I say all this because I wasn't paying close enough attention. Like I said, I've been in this situation enough where it feels like the universe is kind of like I said, it's Final Destination. You're just on the path. And if I had thought more clearly about it, even though it didn't make sense, I would have dropped the Chiefs and started and picked up and started Tampa just to intervene. And it would have fucked, because even though Tampa gave up 34 and lost, they had more points because they got sacks and a fumble recovery. So wish I had thought of it. Didn't lock in enough. And then I like all the other shit I didn't know about today. Jonathan Taylor, who I had on my team, apparently had a ball hit him in the chest that he just fucking dropped. Another easy lob where Flacco overthrew him. Another one where he caught it and ran 4 yards backwards. So just all these fucking elements I didn't know about and that could have changed. On top of the trade, right? Like, I let Fonz pick any running back. He picks the one that has the good game. Everyone else was under 10 for this one.
Fonz is playing 4D chess over here. He fucking knew.
You're an idiot. The whole time you go, you're robbing
him.
He's
a fucking
genius. Robbing him.
I didn't know. Well, I don't know, Mario. I'll take Alvin Kamara, I guess.
The whole time he's cursing me. He goes, I swear to God, dude, if I lose. Yeah.
Fuck you, Fonz. I know what you're doing.
26
now,
points
where
the fuck he had.
Yeah, I fucked up too. I was like, I didn't pay attention, and I started Noah Fant, who didn't play the game too. I'm like, oh fuck, and I was like, I'm out. I guess I'm out.
Well, did you see Justin? He started Stephon Diggs on Thursday night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, didn't play. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. What a lucky bitch.
He's done that
bitch.
Twice now. He's done it twice where he has a person not play.
Damn, you got double fucked, Mario. Both of us started, didn't start a player, and you still lost.
I know all these things. I know everything you're going
to
say.
Sorry, I haven't had a chance to talk to anyone about it. So.
I've been keeping this to myself all day. But man, the waiver, I fucked up because it was my team. I just went and dropped him like normal. I didn't go into the app and drop him. And so the waivers didn't process when they normally do at 2 a.m. And I was like, oh, fuck, they have to wait an extra day. And then at 6 a.m., they all clicked in. And I knew it was going to be a feeding frenzy. Fucking Christian McCaffrey, 550. Jonathan Taylor, 203. Puka, 203. Cup, 126. Josh Jacobs, 106. Jaden Reed, 100. James Cook, 99. Jaden Daniels, 61. McBride, 52. My kicker went for 50. Was that USA?
No.
Kicker went for 50. It was Will. Oh, you bid a dollar. But William took my kicker for $50. Malik Nabers goes for 45. And then Najee, Castro, you fool. He's the one player you actually would have gotten. And it says you would have been over the roster limit because you didn't fucking drop anybody.
This is my fault. This is karma for fucking Fonz. I put a dollar on everyone, I think. So at least.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I didn't fucking drop anyone.
Yeah, it was you because you added Josh Downs for a dollar. And that's what fucked.
Fuck you, Fonz. Worth it.
So, for the record, you have Josh Downs instead of Najee Harris because of that move, and I want to see if that comes back on you. It's fucking – teams are getting loaded now. Scott has half my team, so I guess I'm Team Scott because he was the one that survived by half a point. So I died so he could live.
Fonz fucked you. That's all I got from that.
Fuck you, Scott.
He might fuck
now me. Nobody has McCaffrey. Scott has – or Ben has McCaffrey, actually. I don't think any of y'all know him. He works with Justin and me out there.
I do know Ben, yeah. Tall dude.
Oh, no, that's a different
thing. No, I don't know.
Anyways, thanks, Castro, for taking us 15 minutes off topic.
You're welcome. It was worth it, all right?
Jesus.
I get it out of the way, just so everybody knows the struggle. Fucking Puka. Just don't throw a punch. And then I learned today he was targeted 4 times. He only caught one of them. He catches one of those other ones before he punches somebody. Whatever.
Someone got in his face. Damn, he ain't about that life.
It's a stacked roster, and now it's been dispersed like the Infinity Stones. So good luck. Good luck to everybody.
Fonz did this to you.
Fonz with your no money, poor bastard. What's that?
You
9
thought
down,
you were taking
teams
advantage
left?
Of him. He has no money. Let me go.
I wasn't taking advantage. I gave him the number 2 running back. Probably number 1 now.
Fuck you, Fonz. All right, anyways, yes, let's move on.
We're done. We're moving on.
Standings. We're just going over standings.
We'll get on.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Good call, Fonz. All right. Standings. Reverse order. Starting at the bottom, if I can find it. And I cannot find it. I fucking hate the logos on the computer bits. All right. At number 12, remains Isaac at 1-8. I'm sorry. Miller at 1-8. Isaac is still in 11th at 1-8. Big Willie, 2-7, comes in at 10th. Ninth is Warwick at 3-6. Eighth, Fonz, the infirmary, 4-5. Seventh is Scott at 5-4. Sixth is Joe at 6-3. We got a bunch of 6-3s coming up. Fifth is Justin at 6-3. Man, Justin went from second to fifth with that one loss. Man, it's tight at the top. Fourth is you, Castro, at 6-3. Third is you, Jose, by 1.6 point edge over Castro at 6-3.
Castro, you know what would have helped you take that point lead right now?
What?
Or this week? Listen
Jets.
To the episode. It's fine.
Oh.
Or damn it, Fonz.
My bad.
Second place is Noe at 7-2, and I am still hanging on to first place, also at 7-2. I'm trying to look at the points bit, so like that sixth place spot technically, right? It's points leader. Joe is at 880. Bonds, you are at 851, and William is at 873. He's only 7 points behind Joe, but my God, is he running out of ways to score points?
Just let it go, Will. It's done.
Let it go, buddy.
The worst part, I really want him to get to 5 wins. There's only 5 games left, so he has to go 3-2 to finish out the season in order to get to that 5 wins. So Everyone take it easy on him in the upcoming weeks. I actually play him next week, so.
Take your own advice.
Everyone else take it easy on him.
After week 10.
All right, that's all I got for recap.
That's it.
Let's bounce.
Later, everyone.
All right. Later.
See ya. Thanks.